Good evening, W2CMA. Repeat, PL1148.
Down at the moment, so
please bear with us and use the next nearest one to where you are. When you check in, please give your call sign, name, and location, and please indicate if you have any traffic for the net. And by traffic, we mean any comments or questions that you want to share with everyone else. If you don't have any traffic, as you check in, please say the word no traffic. This way, we all know to move on to the next person on the list. If you're not able to get into the repeater for whatever reason, it is too far away, you don't have enough signal power, you may have some technical difficulties with your antennas or your radio, or you may not even be a licensed amateur radio operator yet. You can still participate via email, and the email address is that is nyzxa@yahoo.com. Any email messages sent in will be checked periodically by the net and relayed over the air. So at this point, we'll stand by for check-in. Please space them out. This way people are not stepping on each other and we can get everybody checked in. This is X-108.
Good evening, WA2SQQ, Bob in Elmwood Park. No traffic at the moment, and I'll be checking email in just a moment.
And 2NLV. This is W2LIE, Phil, Long Island, no traffic.
K2GLW, I do have traffic, and it really sounds like there's an open carrier somewhere there.
N2NOV. This is KC2JXC with some traffic.
This is K2JXC. This is.
And 1MLZ, Bob in Milford, Connecticut. No traffic right now. Good evening.
Ice cast to go on there. I'm about ready to put this thing up on eBay. there's nothing wrong with the box. It's me, and I just cannot comprehend Linux. I can get it to go so far, and I don't know. Unfortunately, if there was somebody locally that knew Linux, could probably do what I need in about 5 minutes. But just something as simple as even running a file. So I'm going to check one or two more things, and if not, I'm going to probably because I got it being brand new, I'm going to probably pop the thing back up on eBay and look for a Windows version of it. But too bad, because it's got plenty of memory, and I think this thing would be a great audio server. But I'm just pulling my hair out with it. Back to you, Charlie, and I'll check the email and get back to you. WHSQQ.
Well, it might be something relatively, like you said, easy for somebody who can just sit down in front of your setup and figure it out one shot. It's tough to try to cut hair on the telephone, as the saying is. Don't give up hope just yet. Let's see if we can figure something out. You know, even if it's remote access type stuff. I mean, that's how Mark got me through some of the early stuff. Whether it's sitting at my keyboard or coming in remotely on the internet. But, if it's still not working out, yeah, I guess you'll have to put it on eBay and let somebody else want it directly. Yeah, speaking of eBay, I still have that Pro-164 scanner. Used for like 2 days, brand new out of the box from this stockbroker friend of mine, still sitting here. And as I told people on Radio Reference, there were a couple of that it almost went out the door, but if it's not moved by Sunday, it's going on eBay. You know, it's a $220 radio, and I'm trying to push it out the door for $125, and no bite. Oh well. Anyway, let's move on down the list. Let me see. Gordon, you're the next one up. K2GLW at 108.
I missed the net last week for a very good reason. As many of you know, I'm a Red Cross disaster responder, and I was called out to work the 3-alarm fire they had at Mount Sinai Hospital in Manhattan. And it was fascinating. First of all, it was 3 alarms. Plus unbelievable amounts of equipment, special call, the high-rise unit, hazmat, everything else. They had to evacuate 600 people from the hospital. And I was able to cover most of what was happening simply by listening to the Manhattan frequency, 154.250. I almost always have my Yaesu HT with me, and I have the main fire department frequencies programmed into that, so I brought that along, and I was actually only about 10 feet away from the command post, and I could see the lips moving and hear the sound coming out on Manhattan. But it was just fascinating seeing the entire process of a fire department command post, an EMS command post. We also, because of the interference with a lot of bus traffic, MTA had people up there, OEM had people up there, and a grand show and fascinating to watch.
KC2RSM.
KC2 what?
This is KC2RSF supporting no traffic. Good evening to all.
Okay, KC2RSF, we have checked in. Gordon, did you ever hear what the final was on that? What was the cause? I know there's a few things changed about in the news, but did you hear anything different?
They've established the cause. The fire basically was in a machine room on the second floor of the hospital, but this is a huge atrium, floor to roof atrium, and the entire thing filled up with smoke, and because it was an atrium, there was nothing to stop the smoke from spreading out on each floor. One of my fellow dog walkers, who was a nurse practitioner at the hospital, said that a week later, something in a machine room. It just took them a long time to find, and the smoke spread very, very quickly throughout the entire hospital.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they said it was something on the second floor, and it made it sound like it was a storage room or a paint closet or something like that. They knew it wasn't the story. Okay. Well, at least things worked out. I didn't know it totally made for a busy evening for you and everybody else involved in the response. But it is a fascinating way, you know, even if you're not there personally like you were, Gordon, for those of us at home listening on the radio, if you listen to these different agencies that work together, you begin to see the incident command system being put together and implemented. And, you know, some people think ICS is a very structured, very stiff and rigid type of framework, and it really isn't. It's a guide to how things should work, and when you see them actually being put to use, you can see how flexible and efficient it is. So you begin to understand what's going on behind the scenes just by listening on the radio to the different agencies, both talking to each other and within their own organization. Okay, let's see. Next up, we'll go up to the box. KC2JXC, Union Ground, and one of these. Long time no talk.
KC2JXC, Ralph, Bronx County. Hello to everybody on the net. It's been a while. Just wanted to check in with you guys. Say hello to Charlie and everybody else. Also wondering how everything is on your end. I hope I'm making it into the machine. I'm actually working on a homebrew helical whip that I have up on the roof that I use for another band, but I tuned it up for 440, so I hope I'm making the machine. Let me just drop for a minute.
Yep, no problem at all.
Yeah, Charlie, I had a couple of queries regarding some of the trunking systems that I see up on radio reference. By the way, nice job you've done over there, you and the other fella. This Do-It UHF system, is that up? Because I put that into one of my trunking scanners, and you know, I'm not getting anything on that. Back to you.
Well, there is a data channel on one of the frequencies, and every so often somebody who's running trunker says that they know the talk group number pop up every so often, but nothing ever gets mailed to place. Last week, for geez, at least 12 hours, there were pitches of pure being transmitted on different frequencies. So they're still doing testing.
Yeah, with a bit of a QRM in there. Were you saying that last week for a few hours there were testing on that system back to you?
Yeah, it was like for at least 12 hours. Because I first heard it in the morning and it was still going at midnight. But the next day all the tones were gone.
Now, Charlie, was that analog or was it 25? Back to you.
No, pure analog. Pure analog. Because every single frequency of the system had these tones going on, except for the one channel which is running the trunk of data.
Well, I guess the best thing I should do is just keep it in there and just have it in, you know, as one of the active banks. If anything will come on, hopefully I have it on at the right time, then I guess I won't remove it from there. With bank space being, you know, being limited, I'm putting it across a few scanners. I have a couple of different scanners. I'm reprogramming a lot of trunk. I had some trunk systems in there, but apparently, according to your website and the radio reference website, a couple of these systems, they've changed their frequencies and their control channels. I noticed I had some older frequencies for like the New York Transit bus system, and now there's some new channels in there. Am I correct in that?
Well, the original New York City Transit system on 800, those frequencies are still the same. There's a secondary system at the 900 meg band that used to be a private system that the city took over. Frequency changes are mostly related to, first, the EBAC trunk systems like New York State Police and Port Authority. They all dropped 15 megahertz from their original frequencies. The idea was from E66 to E69, all dropped down 15 megahertz. The Motorola systems are starting to change, and the only way you're going to be able to follow them is that you have one of the newer trunking radios that can have the firmware reflash, because in Motorola world, each of the frequencies in the 800 band is given a hexadecimal code, and the code name for each of the frequencies is changed. So if you're using an older radio, let's say a Bearcat 780, when the system is switched over, it will not be able to follow it because the data channel, say, go to hexadecimal code, whatever, and it's not going to be the same frequency as before. But the newer scanners will say you've got a 396 or 996 or one of the radios. You know, with the new firmware, it knows the lookup table properly, and they'll be able to follow it, no problem. So we're in a bit of a transition right now. But the EDAC system, you just drop it by 15 megahertz. Anything with 866, 869, you drop it by 15 megahertz. For example, 851, 852, 853, 854. In my radios, I've also changed the non-trunk channels that are that were in that same band, let's say the ITAC channels, and the different newer tactical channels that were up in 868. I just put them into my radio, minus the 15 megs, brought them all back down to the 851, 854 range, and now I hear everything. But the Motorola system is still in the same transition, and you have to have the right radio that will allow you to have the new lookup table in it.
Thanks a lot, Chad. That's very interesting. Yeah, I seem to have some of the, I guess, older radios. I have a 95 over here and a 92, and I'm actually I'm gonna look into another radio. I need to get digital capability over here too. That GRE is calling me. Also the. And not to tie it up, I know there's some other guys out there too. The Westchester County Public Safety System, there's a south zone and a north zone. Now, Charlie, each one has different offsets. They go into different separate banks. They wouldn't go into one bank because you couldn't then program in the different offsets. I'm a little confused about that. Back to you.
No, you put them in one bank. Most scanners you can put in three different offset ranges. In fact, I did that on somebody's, 785 or 796. And we just programmed it up into one bank. You know, what the lookup tables do, especially, you know, we're talking about a UHF Motorola truck system, so it needs to have base frequency and offset and separate. And when it hears the trunking information, the data channel, it applies that against the lookup table that says, okay, apply this formula to it, and now go to this frequency. Now, there are two zones, as Ralph said, the northern half of Westchester, the southern half, and they use different sets of frequencies. One of them is basically in the 470s, the other one's in the 476s. So, of course, it's going to be a different offset that it's going to use, a different base frequency and a different offset. But you can put them in the same bank route. Yeah, they designed the system because it's all the hills. You may be in an area in the south, you're not going to hear the north system, vice versa. But they have it set up for both, and the talk groups are the same on both. So if you're a unit that's traveling between the two systems, you just reaffiliate and use the new offset on the young.
Yeah, that makes sense. And actually, I'm picking up more south zone than the north than the northern zone. But what offset to use is what my question. There's a 470 offset with a 12.5 spacing and a 380 offset, and then there's the 476 offset with the 520 offset. I should say the 476 frequency with the 520 offset. Now, if I put them all in one bank, north and south, which offset would you recommend I use? The 470 or the 476? According to radio reference, there's two sets here.
You could do both of them. I mean, personally, right now I'm using a 996 as my base radio. I still have the 78, but the 996 is what I've been playing with lately. And as far as the use of that, I'm using base control, I could put three different sets of information. Okay, in the same bank. So I put in configuration 1, configuration 2, configuration 3. And I'm not sure if there's a radio that doesn't do that, or which ones do, but I've noticed a lot of them that I've run across, you can put multiple configurations. You know, just for that one reason.
Okay, all right. So that makes more sense to me, Charlie. I'll look into it because I'm actually using a programming software to put my stuff in. Before I chop out, and thanks for the information, by the way. Before I leave, I heard you mention you were selling some scanner, but I didn't get the make on it, the model number. I thought I heard you say 64. Back to you.
Yeah, it's the RadioShack Pro 164, the 1,000-channel truck scanner. It's one of their recent models. Somebody I know bought it, used it for a day or two, couldn't figure out how to use it. He was just using the preloading frequencies. And heard that I had a Bearcat 250 that I was looking to sell. So he convinced me to swap radios with him, gave me a little bit of cash to make up the difference. But now I've got the Pro 164 sitting here, going to use for 2 days. Yeah, I tried to sell it for Christmas time. That's no bites, but they said, well, we can get it for X price. So I'm fine. I waited till the end of January and put it up again. It's a $220 radio. I'm just trying to get rid of it for $125 if anybody wants it. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it. Just like I said, it's only been used for 2 days.
I'm familiar with it now. It's a 1,000-channel trunking scanner. I'm looking at it now. Radio reference, similar to the GRE TSR 300, actually. And there's also a firmware upgrade, but I guess that is a new scanner, so I don't think you have to upgrade the firmware. But I've seen this radio. It's a pretty nice radio, actually. Back to you.
Oh yeah, visually it looks really nice. You know, with the black and the silver and whatnot. My thing is, my scanners tend to be scanners, so I don't have software for this. And I've got a 396 I carry with me, and I got a 996 at home. And I really don't want to go down this road. So, whoever wants it, like I said, it retails for $220. That's the current price of Radio Shack. So they'll certainly make out if they grab it. Yeah, I just don't need it.
Yeah, well, that's a really good price. If I didn't have like 20 scanners here, I would take it off your hands. But I'm actually trying to get into one of the digital portables. But Well, anyway, Charlie, let me stay on the side, monitor for a little bit while you continue with the net. It's been really good talking to you again. Trying to make a practice of getting back on here for a bit, and want to say 73 to you and all the good guys on this net that keep it going always. We'll be monitoring, and we'll stay in touch with you. I guess I'll send you an email. I don't know if you have my new cell number, but I'll send you an email. 73. You'll be listening.
Okay, Ralph. I'll be looking for that. All right. Time now is 9:29. Let's stand by for any late check-ins or additional comments. This is S. Wally with the shortwave and scanner listeners. S. Again, if you're not able to make it on the air, email address, which is nwallydxa@yahoo.com.
Good evening, Charlie. Just for a check-in, KC2, the 1-1.
This is Kilo 2.
W.
Yeah, good, Gordon.
send you an email describing the situation. What's happened is I am trying to download, I'm trying to install the upgraded firmware for the 246 scanner. And I get it from the unit in sight, get it all on the zip, and when I try and open up the installation on my computer, it says, we don't know what program you're trying to, Windows doesn't recognize the program, nothing happens, and this has been going on now for weeks.
If it's anything like the firmware upgrade for the 996 and the 396, the file that you're downloading, I believe, has a file extender of SCN, Sierra Charlie November. And to get that into the radio, you have to run the unit at software. You know, you probably have an icon on your desktop that looks like a red animal footprint. Yeah, it probably says BC, BUP, or something like that.
I'm not walking the dog, so I don't have access to anything to write this down. I will send you an email telling you exactly what message I'm getting when I try and open up the program, see if you have any thoughts on that. Also got a good object lesson last night in why there are rules. We were at a two-alarm fire in Brooklyn, and I knew I should have had my hard hat on when we approached the fire building, and I decided it was too far back to our van to go and pick it up, and I would go in. And at that point, a great big hunk that the fire department had dislodged from the building came crashing down, missed me by all of 6 inches.
Yeah, well, if you work in some places that I've been in, safety first, regardless. And the hard hat, the first thing you take with you, hard hat and goggles. I heard every morning, go out there, be safe, come back with 10 fingers and 10 toes.
Well, I usually work it. When we get to a scene, I'm the one who usually jumps out, hunts down the command post or the chief, gets a quick assessment, and relays it to both comm center and to the van driver as to where to park the van and what to do. So then I come back and I get my gear, but I just hand out just in a little red watch cap, and we had to park the van about a block away from it, so I was lazy, and I clearly paid a price for it.
Well, hopefully there's not a second time that you would have to learn that lesson. No, it's a good thing it missed you, but now you know. At one point a couple weeks ago, you were asking a question on email about WINS frequency Midtown. 450.225, that's an IFB circuit.
Yeah, Charlie, is that linked? I'm getting 10-10 wins on that.
Yeah, that's their IFB. It allows reporters in the field to hear the programming, and if there's any direction from, let's say, the news director or something. Yeah, IFB's got a frequency. News Radio 88 has one, WCBS TV, Channel 7, Channel 4. And if you go to my website, about halfway down is New York City Media page, and it has all the different frequencies that the TV radio stations use for their own use. And I've also put down the frequencies to the IFBs, and if there's a link to their website to get the live programming, and I put that on there too.
Yeah, you know, I thought I checked your webpage for that, down below where the media is. You said there's a, oh yeah, yeah, I know what you're talking about. So you're saying you have that listed there?
Yeah, go to the page, and you'll see it.
Okay, so just on the broadcasting related frequencies, right? New York City broadcast related frequencies. What do you call those frequencies? You just refer to them as IFB. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, IFB. India Foxtrot Bravo, which stands for Interruptible Feedback. So it's feeding back the program over this business frequency, but it's interruptible by the news director, my guess, or report or something.
Right. Charlie, now, is it random, or is there a consistent flow to this? I mean, because there's times when I hear it come on, and then I'll come back later that afternoon and monitor, and it's not there anymore.
It's when they need it. If they don't need it, they won't put it up.
Okay. All right. So I see you have a few of them for the different stations. I'm gonna plug these in. I didn't even know. Is this something new? I don't remember these in the media frequencies in the past.
Well, some of them were there before. As I learned new ones, I put them up. Now, it's a handy thing to have. Like, sometimes the buildings I'm in have so much metal in them, I can't listen on the broadcast radio. So if they're running an IFB circuit, I just, run through the scanner real quick and see if it's up, and I'll listen to the program that way.
Well, Charlie, it's funny because how I came across it was the day of the inauguration. Everybody and their mother was up on their computers trying to get video stream, and it was pretty choppy. I don't know if you try to see it yourself. I had a couple of audio feeds from the Washington PD on the computer going and trying to video stream some stuff. But so then I decided to just put on 1010 Winds on my VX5, but it was useless in that building. My AM section was useless. So I remember that frequency, so I jumped up to the FM part of the VX5, and I was able to monitor the inauguration while I was watching some video because the audio was so choppy on the video streaming on the computer that it was just, the audio was horrible, so I did it that way. I actually tried to go to 1010 Winds, but the building where I was wouldn't allow it for me to copy a medium wave, so I shot up to FM and did it that way. Back to you.
Well, just remember radio physics from when you first took your license test. The lower the frequency, the longer the wavelength. The higher the frequency, the shorter the wavelength. Especially if you're in a building. And buildings have got a lot of metal from the steel beams. The longer wavelength will have a problem getting in. Building that you're in acts as a big shield, a Faraday cage, where the higher frequency, shorter wavelength can come in through the windows. So that's why it's always tough to listen to AM broadcasts when you're inside a big metal skyscraper-type building. Plus, you got noise from the fluorescent lights, elevator motors, and stuff like that, too.
Charlie, I tell you what's an interesting feature. I mean, the Radio Shack calls it a signal stalker. Other brands have different names for them for it, but that signal stalker, I have a radio with a signal stalker in it, and that's pretty good. I got to tell you. I pick up so many things that, I'd rather use that than use the search feature in the scanner. That signal stalker comes on, locally around me, and, I've gotten some pretty good frequencies, and within my area, in my building, a lot of the transmission's going off in the building, and the buildings next to me all across the street in the area. I like that feature. Back to you. In fact, that 164 also has a signal stalker.
And so it'll be with the NYDXA show. Can't listen to that. It's a very handy feature to have, Ralph. For those of us who have been part of the radio hobby for the past 20, 30 years,
this is a vast improvement over frequency counters and then near field receivers.
Bob remembers what those are.
Now they combine it all together. So, whether it's signal stalker for the Radio Shack series or close call for the Unident series, it's a frequency counter, it's a near field receiver, it'll even decode whether it's got PO or digital PO. All in one. So, one of the nice features, especially when you have a portable radio like 396 that I picked up a few months ago, now wherever I go, I basically plug in, put this thing in close call only mode, and whatever happens to pop up around me, I snag them. I even have some federal frequencies that they were a little surprised that I got them. But hey, whatever.
KC2JXC4ID. Yeah, Charlie, I have a small one too. The Pro 83 has it, and the good thing about it is that I can activate Signal Stalker and scan at the same time, or just engage the Signal Stalker, which I think you can do with your radio as well. I think they're kind of identical. But it was a good thing to have during the holidays. I went up to, the Cross County Mall. I was up in a couple of the places, Galleria, and I was able to to sit in on those low-power radios. That was pretty interesting. A lot of simplex stuff I picked up in those malls. Back to you.
Yep, very handy to have. In fact, if you've seen some of the discussions on radio reference over the past month or so, people were asking frequencies, let's say, New York waterways, ferries, and whatnot. And if the scene is going back and forth, I said, come on, guys. In today's day and age with post-call or signal stalkers, just ride the damn ferry, put the thing in, receive mode, and just pick up whatever they transmit on. It's not rocket science anymore. The tools are here. Let's make use of them, right? Okay, let's see. Wow, 948. Bob, anything in the email?
Just checked it, Charlie. Yahoo's acting very strange tonight. I don't know why. It's taking an awful long time to update, but nothing in there.
Okay, might be some heavy use on the internet or something. All right, any additional wind check-ins before we wrap it up tonight? This is Antonio Baker.
W2LIE, real quick, Charlie.
Yeah, got it, Phil.
Why don't you take one more round of check-ins, and I'll just got a quick one at the end.
Okay, anybody else? Nah, it's all you, Phil.
All right, thanks. As far as Nassau County Police go, I only allowed 2 talk groups in the whole week, and it was only for one day, and it was 2 hits on each, so there's really been no activity on there. But that gentleman that had the firmware issue on the 246, you need to download the firmware installer, which is an executable file, which can be found on the radio Unidin website, and then that file calls the SCN file, which is the actual firmware file that has to get loaded into the radio. So it's a 2-step process, and if you decide you're pulling out your hair with it, and if you feel like shipping it out, I can take care of it for you if you want. I guess you just look at my call sign, W2LIE, and I guess that's it for the week. Charlie, back to you, W2LIE.
K2GLW.
Go ahead, Gordon.
I've downloaded both programs. One is the file, which then has to be unzipped, and then one is the actual installer. I unzip it, and when I try and open up the installer, it says that Windows doesn't recognize the program. Can I please tell them what program I'm using? And that's where everything comes to a stop.
Sounds like you're trying to run the wrong program, so we try to run the SCN file.
Well, I'll put aside some time tomorrow morning and try yet again to install it, and if that doesn't work, I will send you an email. I will send you an email, W2LIE, and see if we can't get the ball rolling. Thanks for everybody's help. K2GLW. I'll be listening.
I'll look at that email and keep you in the loop on this. Okay, if there's nothing else, we'll say 7381 and we'll catch you next week. Hopefully, you know, whatever equipment issues some of us are having resolved. Anybody needs the radio, stop me anytime. Sitting here. Yeah. Radio and the scanner just sitting here looking nice and pretty, but not doing me any good. And hopefully we'll get some activity on the Dewey UHF and the Napa County UHF system that's just coming online now. All right. 7-3, catch you next week. That's all I'll be clear.
Yeah, 73's Charlie and everybody on the net. This is KC2JXC, Bronx County, Brooklyn.
W2CMA, repeat, PL, 1-14-8.
The repeater not making it through.
And 2J, Virginia.
Good evening, WQCMA. Repeat, PL1148. WQCMA. Repeat, PL1148. WQCMA. Repeat, PL1148. Good evening, WQCMA. Repeat, PL1148. WQCMA. Repeat, PL1148. WQCMA. Repeat, PL1148. Good morning, WQCMA. Repeat, PL1148. WQCMA. Repeat, PL1148. WQCMA. Repeat, PL1148. Good morning, WQCMA. Repeat, PL1148. 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 Good morning, WQCMA. Repeat, PL1148. WQCMA. Repeat, PL1148. WQCMA. Repeat, PL1148. Good morning, WQCMA. Repeat, PL1148. WQCMA. Repeat, PL1148. W2CMA, repeat, PL, 1148. Good morning, W2CMA, repeat, PL, 1148. W2CMA, repeat, PL, 1148. W2CMA, repeat, PL, 1148.